payments. This free information could change your life. Call 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311. Wipe out your federal student loan debt. Find out how. Call 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311.
War, poverty, and disaster have left millions of children around the world orphaned, abandoned, alone. When their parents can't be there, SOS Children's Villages is there. SOS Children's Villages is the world's largest nonprofit for orphan and abandoned children in 134 countries, including the U.S. They provide vulnerable children with a loving and stable family, medical care, and an education. Children in crisis are counting on you. To make a difference in the life of a child, go to sos-usa.org.
Flash.
I'm Darwin Zook. A low-scoring affair right now between the Cowboys and Chargers at AT&T Stadium. Our own Bob Stevens is there with an update. Hey, Bob.
Okay, we're at halftime, and the Chargers lead the Cowboys 3-0. The Chargers dominating everywhere but the scoreboard. The only score in the first half came with about 2 minutes to go. Nick Novak with a 22-yard field goal capped a 14-play, 66-yard drive. Novak had missed a 35-yarder earlier in the game. A big first half for Phillip Rivers, 15 for 19, 219 yards. Keenan Allen has caught 6 for 75. Hunter Henry, 4 for 73. The Cowboys, with just 84 yards of offense, the furthest penetration, the L.A. 47-yard line. Prescott, 9 for 10 for 46 yards. So again, at halftime, it's 3-0 L.A. Chargers.
All right, thanks, Bob. A final in Detroit. The Vikings won their seventh in a row, defeating the Lions 30-23. Case Keenum getting it done, not only through the air, but with his legs.
Makes the give to McKinnon. He'll keep it himself. Keenum to the five, and Keenum into the end zone for the touchdown. A little zone read as Keenum pulled it out of the belly of Jerick McKinnon and into the end zone for the touchdown.
Kevin Kugler, Westwood, one on the call. Keenum also threw for 282 yards and two scores. The Vikings now move to 9-2 on the season. Tonight it's the 4-6 Redskins hosting the 2-8 Giants. And in college hoops, Villanova defeated Tennessee 85-76. North Carolina hammered Portland 102-78. In progress, number one Duke in a little bit of trouble. They trail Portland State 58-56 with 14 minutes remaining in the second half. And now a final, St. Mary's beat Harvard 89-71. I'm Darwin Zook.
Listen to Sunday Morning Football every Sunday at 9 Eastern on CBS Sports Radio. Live from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York City, it's Writer Than You. Here's Bill Ryder.
What's going on? Bill Ryder with you on this Thanksgiving. Happy holiday. This is a special best of edition of the show where we are still coming to you live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studio. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. I hope you're full on turkey. I hope you're happy. Hope you're listening while you spend some time with your family. Later this hour, we're going to talk to Chargers running back Melvin Gordon and the newest Seattle Seahawk, Dwight Freeney. But let's start with one of the two or three best running backs in the National Football League. He suffered a long-term injury in the first week of the season, and talk to me about what it's been like watching from the sideline. That's, of course, Arizona Cardinals running back David Johnson. David, what's up? Thanks for making time.
Oh, nothing much, man. Thanks for having me. Like you said, we're out here at the Boys and Girls Club. I just got done, actually, with a great ping-pong tournament.
I'm not lying. If you do it next year, I will put on my calendar and I will come out and try to earn my way to that showdown, because I do style myself. I'm just going to warn you, David. I'm pretty good.
You better get to practicing, because some of these boys and girls, man, they're pretty good. I actually ended up losing the championship. She was a good, talented girl, and you know they're pretty serious out here.
Yeah, no, I'm not much of an athlete. I'll lose to a 7 or 8 year old little girl or boy. I know that way it's gonna go. David Johnson, obviously you had a really brutal injury this year. How are you doing? Where are you at? How are you feeling physically?
I'm doing great. Just got the cast off actually Monday, so I've been rehabbing. Physically feeling really good. I've been working out and getting stronger for the last month or so, and so I feel great. It's just really just getting this wrist back, range of motion, and getting the strength back in the wrist is the big priority, obviously, right now.
David Johnson, the Arizona Cardinals running back with me here on the show on CBS Sports Radio. And if you want to see proof of the cast coming off, you can check it out on David's Twitter handle, at DavidJohnson31. David, you're a young guy. You had a remarkable season last year. I don't think it's outrageous or false to say you are widely considered the most talented, one of the most talented, I think is fair, running back in the game. What's it been like for you at this stage of your career to suddenly become an observer of a sport you dominated last year?
You know what? It's been really rough. It's been a very tough year for me, just because, like you said, I'm still young and coming off a great season last year. And then even at the end of the last year with the knee injury, I was so excited. I was so poised to try to come back and, prove myself and try to dominate again. And me getting hurt with this significant injury in the first game of the season was detrimental. And, I was very devastated and very, upset about it happening.
So when you first get that news, is there an hour or a day or a week or a month where you're just not in a good place mentally, emotionally, and you kind of, I don't want to say shut down, but like, is there sort of a thing you have to push yourself through as you start to get your mind around rehab and the fact that this is possibly a missed season?
You know what? It was really just the first day that when it happened, the injury, it carried on a little bit into the morning when I got the MRI. But that was really the only time I was real down on myself. I have a great support system in my wife and the teammates and the people around me to, cheer me up and, get me ready to battle through this adversity of this this risk. And, maybe it was a blessing in disguise. I got to hang out with my wife a little bit more and got to see my kids, my son, who's a newborn. He's 10 months only. Got to see him, develop and see some of his milestones. So, it was a tough time, but I did have some great things around me to keep me happy and keep me, uplifted.
Congrats on the little boy, David Johnson. I know you've heard this from 1,000 people, but I'll be the 1,001st to say, as the father of a beautiful little girl, beautiful little boy, it does. It goes really fast. And, those moments are really special, especially when you have a job like you do where you're on the road and you're gone sometimes. In that moment when you got hurt, do you know right away, like, oh, this could be the season? Or is there a period where you have to wait and have a doctor? Like, what was your, when did you actually realize the severity of what you were going to be facing?
I actually didn't know until the next day. I definitely thought I just sprained my wrist. Like I've told many people, I didn't even know that my wrist was bad, and especially on the play. I had got the wind knocked out of me, and so I wasn't even focusing on my wrist. I didn't even realize my wrist was bothering me or felt funny until the next series when I went back in and ended up fumbling, and I just didn't have any strength to carry the ball. And like I said, I thought it was just a wrist sprain, and it didn't hit me until the next day when they told me about what it was and, how long a typical timeline is for that type of injury.
David Johnson, can we what's your timeline now? Is there any chance we could see you playing football again this season?
There is no timeline at all, really. The wrist is such a tricky thing, and especially with it being a ligament tear. They really just tell me to take it day by day, try to progress, try to improve on the range of motion and the strength, and we'll see what happens. Obviously, I do want to definitely come back this season, but they said they want to just make sure, and I also want to make sure that my wrist is as good as it can be before I actually, do what I'm supposed to do, which is carrying the ball and catching the ball and especially blocking for the quarterback and stuff like that. So we'll see.
Talking to Arizona running back David Johnson, compliments of his protein beverage partner, Rockin' Refuel by Shamrock Farms, and the Boys and Girls Club of Phoenix. And David, speaking of protecting your quarterback, Carson Palmer obviously out for the season. You guys are now on your third stringer, Blaine Gabbert, who went to my alma mater, the University of Missouri. Not that you don't have confidence in whoever's under center, and not that you don't want to get back, but when you have a guy like Carson go down, does it, for you, create a situation where it reinforces, I don't want to rush this, I don't want to rush this injury, I need to take care of myself, and it looks like there's enough things going on from bad luck perspective of this team that it's not like we're in a playoff hunt right now?
I mean, like you said, my biggest thing is I just want to help the team, no matter who's at quarterback, but it was very tough to see Carson go down. He was a huge mentor to me. He's helped me so much since I've been on the Cardinals, and it was tough to see him go down, but he's still a part of the team, and he's still the leader vocally. He's always there and stuff. But like you said, man, it's tough to see so many injuries, not just on our team, but around the league. And it's been a crazy year in the NFL, to say the least. And, you know, hopefully, I know I definitely do have confidence in Blaine, and I had confidence in Drew and Carson, so I feel like Blaine will definitely be able to pick up the offense and, improve from there.
David Johnson here on CBS Sports Radio. And David, I assume that you're watching these games now at home, sort of a different vantage point. It's you're a television consumer of Cardinals football now.
No, actually, I travel.
You do?
I'm part of the team as much as I can. I travel to away games. I go to meetings, and I try to be as much as I can a part of the team still.
That's really interesting. I mean, why? Because obviously, like, that's something you would have a choice in. Why the decision to do that, even though obviously for you it's as a spectator now?
Because I just want to be, support the teammates, the guys who's been there with me ever since I got in the league. I just want to be there for them, especially the running backs. Our running back group, and be there for all those guys and talk to them and be out on the sideline and maybe, see different perspectives from the game on the sideline as far as running, catching the ball, blocking. We just like to communicate and talk about, different ways or what I see, what we all see out there. And the biggest thing, I just want to still be a part of the team as much as I can.
David Johnson, when you do return, how does Adrian Peterson's addition change what your role is, what his role is, what the offense is for your team?
I think the biggest thing is that we're both going to be healthy for the whole season, me and him. And not just me and him, but all the other running backs being able to rotate in. That way we can all play, hopefully, the whole season. And, we're not dinged up by the middle of the season where we have these bruises that linger forever. That way we don't have to have so many carries in the game, and our body can stay fresh as long as they can all the way through playoffs and the Super Bowl.
David Johnson with me, Bill Ryder, here on CBS Sports Radio. David, whenever we have running backs of your caliber on, I like to sort of talk about your view of the state of the running game. And there's been a lot of times over the last few years where the sort of implication of the question was, why is it not as valuable? But it seems like it's gone the other way. I mean, Zeke is obviously going to miss six games, and at least in game one without Ezekiel Elliott, that Cowboys team and its offense was not the same. We just saw, and it seems like a bizarre world saying this about the Saints, but we just saw a Drew Brees team just run the football nonstop, six rushing touchdowns. Le'Veon Bell's obviously a huge part of what the Pittsburgh Steelers do offensively. What's your perspective as one of the most talented running backs we've seen in a long time on the state of the running game and its importance and its value right now in the National Football League?
Oh, it's definitely, it's got to be very important, because if you can't run the ball, especially in like when you're winning the game, you need that 4-minute rushing guy that can, can run the clock out. It's very important. And so I feel like running backs have, hopefully, their value has risen since, I've came in, not just me, but a lot of guys in my class, Todd Gurley, Melvin Gordon, Duke Johnson, guys like that, Amir Abdullah. So I feel like we have definitely, raised the status quo of the running backs. And especially, with I try to be not just a runner, but also a catcher out of the backfield. I feel like we have really evolved, especially me from learning from that guys like Matt Forte, Marshall Faulk, have really put on the running backs, not just as a runner, but also a catcher out of the backfield.
You've been listening to David Johnson, the incredibly talented running back for the Arizona Cardinals, joining us from Phoenix, where he teamed up with his protein beverage partner, Rockin' Refuel by Shamrock Farms, and the Boys and Girls Club. In fact, they're having a tournament, and the winner of that tournament got to go ahead and face David in in a final. David, really enjoyed the conversation. I appreciate the time. Yeah, congrats on all your success, and we are rooting for your swift recovery and looking forward to more excellence from you on the football field soon.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And let's turn to another young stud, NFL running back Melvin Gordon, joins me to discuss right now the Los Angeles Chargers here on this Thanksgiving edition, best of version of Rider Than You on CBS Sports Radio.
He went to Jared because... The vault is now open for the Jared Black Friday event, November 24th through December 3rd. Take advantage of amazing prices on select merchandise, all hand-picked by Jared's expert jewelers. So be of good cheer and go to Jared.com to discover what's inside the vault at the Jared near you. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Ferguson Facility Supply has the products, services, and solutions facility and property managers need when and where they need them. We offer a vast array of janitorial, lighting, HVAC, hardware, safety, and plumbing products. And that's just the first half of our catalog. And with nationwide coverage, we deliver directly to your facility, making sure you have everything you need to get the job done. Because at Ferguson, relationships are the most important thing we maintain. Learn more at Ferguson.com.
Dell's Small Business Black Friday sale is on now with the lowest prices of the year. Shop huge doorbusters on the latest business PCs with Intel Core processors, plus top brand electronics and accessories. Just call 877-BUY-DELL. Did we mention there's free shipping on everything? For the year's absolutely lowest prices, don't miss out on these Black Friday doorbusters for small business. Just visit Dell.com/SBBlackFriday or call 877-BUY-DELL.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Maybe the salesperson was telling the truth. Maybe lots of people do love their timeshares and don't mind the higher fees, lack of availability, and added pressure to always buy more timeshare while on vacation. But if your timeshare doesn't fit your life, do what thousands have already done. Call ResortRelease.com to cancel your timeshare today. Resort Release will help you get rid of that timeshare once and for all. They're the nation's most trusted timeshare exit company. A-plus rated and accredited with a Better Business Bureau. ResortRelease.com guarantees to get that timeshare off your hands and out of your life, or you don't pay. That's right, they'll do a free case review for you. It's legal, it's permanent, and the moment that timeshare is gone, you can start planning the getaway you really want. 2018's maintenance fee bill will arrive any day now. Get out now before you pay that fee. Visit ResortRelease.com or call them at 888-308-5955 to see if you qualify. That's 888-308-5955. Call now.
Are you behind on your federal student loan payments? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right, if you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, federal programs are still available to have your entire student loan forgiven. Student Loan Options wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. Call now, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311.
In the developing world, more than 400 children are born every day with a cleft lip and/or palate. In America, these babies have surgery, but in many developing countries, children with untreated clefts live in isolation. They struggle to eat, speak, and even breathe. Many are teased. Some are even abandoned. Help give a smile to these children. Smile Train empowers local doctors to do a simple corrective surgery for as little as $250. And it's 100% free for the child's family. Learn more at smiletrain.org.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollandBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code DOZE, spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. That's BollandBranch.com, promo code DOZE.
Bill on Twitter at SportsWriter. And yes, that's another pun on his last name.
Why are people tweeting at me? People are following me from the show. Why are they tweeting at me? You were. I apologize. I'm bad technology. We got it fixed.
Writer than you on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, let's get to another really talented young running back. Welcome back to the show. Writer than you with me, Bill Writer. Happy Thanksgiving on this best of show. This guy had a really slow start to his career. Melvin Gordon of the LA Chargers and I had a really great conversation. I think you're going to like it. Melvin, thanks for making time.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me, man.
I got to tell you, I still, you know, I'm a professional broadcaster in theory, and I still, muscle memory, have trouble just saying Los Angeles Chargers. Are there moments where you wake up in the morning and you forget that you're not in San Diego? That's obviously a big change for your organization.
Nah, not anymore. But you know, it's times where you kind of catch yourself. So I just say Chargers now. That's kind of how I've been doing it until I really get used to saying the Los Angeles Chargers. But I think to everybody, you know, across the world, it's obviously a struggle because it's been San Diego for so long.
I'm going to do that. I'm just going to start saying Chargers and just stop trying to even go with the city. How do you like, I moved to LA 4 years ago, moved to New York 4 months ago. How do you like Los Angeles so far?
It's good, man. It's good. It's different. You know, when we were in San Diego, we would go down to LA, you know, a couple times, you know, when we had the chance. But it's different, man. It's different. More fast paced. We're in the middle considering we're in OC. So not actually LA. But LA itself is a dope city, man.
Melvin Gordon here on Writer Than You with me, Bill Writer, thanks to TCL, which is America's fastest growing television brand for the past 4 years. You know, there's always sort of learning curves and struggles that come with any move, whether it's a sports team or just a human being. And for you guys, Anthony Lynn, your head coach, says you're still in the division race. You're 3-5, but you've struggled at home. 1-3, started 0-3. What has it been like? What kind of home field advantage has there been or a lack of home field advantage as you guys play in a smaller stadium awaiting the construction of what will be a few years from now, a very beautiful place to play football?
Yeah, I mean, right now it's just tough, you know, considering that we're building our fan base right now, that we just moved. So it's a little tough for us right now, you know, and it makes it tough too being in that small stadium and you know, it's 20,000 people. So the majority of it is we're going up against teams that have their fan base already. So, you know, it's majority of their fans there. So it gets a little difficult, but I think about time, you know, when we move and go into that nice stadium that's being built, you know, we'll have our fan base and it'll be back rolling again.
Melvin Gordon, it's interesting. Another LA story is obviously Jared Goff, and he, along with Carson Wentz, but Goff in particular, is a guy that was criticized his first year in the league, was written off as a failure. People said he didn't belong in the NFL. And he and Wentz are awesome, and we focus a lot of times in the NFL on quarterback storylines. But you had a similar experience, a rough start, a lot of people wrote you off, and you're now a star in the league. What have you learned about, and maybe advice you could give to young guys, about the NFL, adjusting to the NFL, and how to counter not just struggles, but doubters when it's really early in a career?
Just to keep pushing, you know, and to not let it break you, because it can. It was tough. You're so used to being the guy. You're so used to being the guy that everything goes through, to being the guy that, you know, no one really believes in. And, you know, it could either, you know, be a burden on your back or you could do something about it. And, you know, like you said, I've been through exactly what Goff been through. You know, and he was drafted, you know, number one. So it's probably even tougher for him when people counting you out. But, you know, you just put your head down and keep working. And I'm assuming that's what he did with how he's playing. I'm sure he went out there and just grinded every day.
Melvin Gordon here on CBS.
Opportunity, and, you know, he went out there and made the best of it. But it's tough, man.
Melvin Gordon here on CBS Sports Radio. For you, when you look back at, because, like, look, it's not just sports, but it's certainly sports and sports talking heads like me and fans. We are quick to rush to judgment when in sports it takes time, right? Like, it's anything else, any other sort of human endeavor. It is a process to get to sort of master whatever you're trying to do for a living, whatever you've got going on in your life. Certainly true of the National Football League. Did you have a low point and or a breakthrough you look back at that sort of defines the transition from getting accustomed to the NFL to being where you are now, which is one of the game's best rushers?
Well, I mean, pretty much the whole season for me, man. I mean, it was, you know, I got benched, you know, for really the first time in my life. I went to Green Bay. I got benched again in front of my whole family. For fans that watched me be successful for years, that whole thing was a low point. I didn't score, zero touchdowns. I mean, it was just, I mean, honestly, I you couldn't have a worse year, you know, as a back. It was pretty bad, man. It was one year that you definitely want to forget forever.
Did you lose your swagger or confidence, or like what sort of, how do you get from that season? And I'm sure what comes with, you know, a guy like you with your success, your talent, probably used to praise. I'm sure ridicule wasn't something you were accustomed to. How did you go through that and get to where you are today?
Well, you know, when I started getting my swagger is when I got hurt. You know, to have that bad season and cap it off with an injury was just terrible. But when I made it up in my mind that I don't care what no one says, I don't care what no one thinks, I'm going to go get it. It was in the Miami game, and I started feeling it. I started running how I was supposed to run. I was just in my zone, and then I ended up getting hurt because I told myself, you getting 1,000 yards. I just kept telling myself that. I had 600-some yards. I had, like, four games left. I was like, you're getting 1,000 yards. I just kept telling myself that. I said, you're getting it no matter what. No matter what no one say, you're getting it. And I started running like it. And because I knew, you know, it was just such a bad season for me thus far. And I was like, the only way that I'm going to see any light out of this is if I get to 1,000. And that was just my mindset. So every play I ran, like I got to have it. And I ended up getting hurt. It sucked because that's when I start feeling it and getting in my zone.
Talking to Melvin Gordon, thanks to TCL. Television is the fastest growing TV brand for the last 4 years. Melvin Gordon has figured it out, running the way he's supposed to, playing really good football, and your team, after a slow start of its own this year, 0-4, won 3 in a row, played a close game against the Patriots. You know, the Chargers are a tough team to figure out in a division that's been sort of upside down. Outside of the Chiefs, a lot of teams not playing at the level we expected, Denver, the Raiders, you guys. How good is this Chargers team, and what can you guys do going forward, including this upcoming weekend at Jacksonville?
Just finished. You know, I've been saying it. We gotta finish games. That's honestly what it comes down to. Every game is tight in the NFL. There's no blowouts. But you have to be able to finish. And I think our games we lost this year was because, you know, we couldn't pull it together at the end and finish. We're always in the game. We're always gonna be in the game. But we just have to be able to finish the games when we make it tough on ourselves instead of just putting teams away. You know, we make mistakes, man, and it costs us a couple losses. But I feel like we're a tough team. We're gonna put it together though, man. We got the pieces. I've been saying it. People know it. We just gotta show it.
Melvin Gordon here on CBS Sports Radio with me, Bill Ryder. Melvin, you're working with TCL 4K Football Challenge. Tell us about the challenge, about the TV, about what you're up to.
Yeah. Well, you know, me and Jarvis is, you know, it's me and Jarvis, and we're having this 4K Football Challenge. They're taking two winners every, you know, every week. And, you know, the winner gets a TV, a bigger size TV. Every, both get a TV, but the winner gets a bigger TV depending on who stats is better or who fantasy points, who has more fantasy points out of me and Jarvis. And, you know, we're actually doing, you know, I'm sitting at home right now. I'm actually practicing on my, right now, on the 65-inch C-Series TCL TV. I'm about to play Jarvis in Madden. And the winner, you know, TCL is donating to our charity. So I'm trying to get my practice on and get right, man. I need that. So, you know, pride on the line, man.
Melvin Gordon going to take Jarvis Landry down. Take him down in the TCL 4K Football Challenge. It's interesting to hear you talk about fantasy because, in fact, my executive producer, Adam Klug, after your rookie year, traded for you in the offseason in his fantasy draft in a big way, like tons of faith in you. And usually guys that play the game sort of roll their eyes or don't love talk about fantasy. What, like, curious, like, what's your perspective on fantasy sports as a guy that has positively impacted a lot of fantasy teams this year?
Man, I love fantasy. You know, I played it in college a lot. We was super competitive with it. You know, I know how I feel when, you know, when a player don't play up to what they projected them to get, man. I understand.
It's frustrating.
I completely understand. It is frustrating. I understand completely. I don't get mad, even though sometimes they get a little harsh with it, with things. But, you know, I understand. Being a fantasy player, I get where they're coming from. Yeah, I need those 10 points, man. They say you getting 13 points. I need 13 points.
I need those damn points. Hey, Melvin Gordon, before we let you go, in full disclosure on this question, I grew up in Iowa. I went to Mizzou. My family are Hawkeye fans. All my relatives are from Wisconsin, so that Iowa-Wisconsin rivalry is real. What are you going to do? What's your perspective going to be if Wisconsin wins out, wins that Big Ten championship game, and there's a push to keep them out of the college football playoff?
I'll be ticked. You know, I already feel like people don't give us our respect, and I feel like they haven't been for years. And to go undefeated, win a Big Ten championship, I mean, that's just embarrassing because, you know, obviously we'll go up against one of the teams that you had ranked ahead of us from the beginning. Penn State or Ohio State, whoever's in there. I mean, I don't even know how it's going on because they both just lost again. So kind of crazy with that. But if we beat one of those teams that they had ranked so high and, you know, ahead of us and they still don't give us respect, I'll be ticked, you know. Then I'll be feeling like they just don't like our logo or they don't like our colors or something.
Right, where's the respect? Melvin Gordon is going to destroy Jarvis Landry in the Madden TCL 4K Football Challenge. He understands your need for those 15 fantasy points, and he just made a strong case for Wisconsin. So watch out, Ohio State and Penn State. They are coming for you. Melvin Gordon, I really enjoyed the conversation. It's been great to see all your success the last couple years. Enjoy Los Angeles, and thanks for making time.
Yeah, man, thanks for having me.
Hope you enjoyed my conversation with Melvin Gordon. We'll hear from Dwight Freeney next on what it was like to sit and wait to have a team call him, facing the end perhaps of your career, powerless to know whether you'll get another shot. But before we do that, let's get a CBS Sports Radio update on this Thanksgiving with Darwin Zook.
Sports Flash.
All right, Bill, the Chargers in control against the Cowboys. Bob Stevens is at AT&T Stadium. He joins us with a live update. Hi, Bob.
Hi there. Minute 46 to go here in the third. All Chargers, they lead 16-0 over the Cowboys. They led 3-0 at halftime. They've extended the lead with a couple of Phillip Rivers touchdown passes here in the third. First one, a three-yarder to Hunter Henry, which capped a 10-play, 77-yard drive. And then Rivers, 27 yards to Tyrell Williams down the right sidelines, which capped a huge drive, 8 plays, 92 yards. And what a game for Phillip Rivers, 23 for 28, 356 yards and the 2 touchdowns. And big days for Hunter Henry, who's caught 5 for 76, Keenan Allen, 8 for 98. The Cowboys had an apparent 34-yard
touchdown run by Dak Prescott, but it was negated and called back on a holding call by Tyron Smith. Prescott 11 for 14 for 68 yards. So again, 1:46 to go here in the third. 16-0 L.A. Chargers.
All right, thanks, Bob. And the Vikings, they were looking for their seventh straight win as they visited the Lions.
As Case out of the shotgun, back to pass. Facing a blitz. Fires right. Caught. Kyle Rudolph. Touchdown. 22-yard touchdown. Case Keenum to Kyle Rudolph. And it's 19-3 Minnesota.
That's Paul Allen, Vikings Radio Network. Minnesota goes on to win 30-23 over the Lions, moving to 9-2 on the season. Tonight, the 4-6 Redskins host the 2-8 Giants. No NBA or NHL today. Plenty of college hoops, though. Villanova defeated Tennessee 85-76. North Carolina hammered Portland 102-78. Duke has taken control against Portland State 84-72. 5 minutes left. I'm Darwin Zook.
Damon Amendolara kicks off your football Sunday at 9 Eastern with Sunday Morning Football on CBS Sports Radio.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep. And you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9970. Our New Start program could stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9970. That's 1-800-312-9970. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-312-9970.
Calling all contractors, announcing the Ferguson and Ram Commercial Ultimate Van Giveaway. We're handing over the keys to a 2018 Ram Commercial ProMaster van stacked so high with brand name tools, you'll be glad you've got that 76 inches of cargo height. We'll even brand it for you, so there'll be no doubt who's riding in style. Worth over 100,000 big ones, enter at Ferguson.com/Ram Van Giveaway. Hear that? That's opportunity honking.
No purchase necessary. For official rules and eligibility details, visit Ferguson.com/Ram Van Giveaway.
He went to Jared because... The vault is now open for the Jared Black Friday event, November 24th through December 3rd. Take advantage of amazing prices on select merchandise, all handpicked by Jared's expert jewelers. So be of good cheer and go to Jared.com to discover what's inside the vault at the Jared near you. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Maybe the salesperson was telling the truth. Maybe lots of people do love their timeshares and don't mind the higher fees, lack of availability, and added pressure to always buy more timeshare while on vacation. But if your timeshare doesn't fit your life, do what thousands have already done. Call ResortRelease.com to cancel your timeshare today. Resort Release will help you get rid of that timeshare once and for all. They're the nation's most trusted timeshare exit company. A-plus rated and accredited with a Better Business Bureau. ResortRelease.com guarantees to get that timeshare off your hands and out of your life, or you don't pay. That's right, they'll do a free case review for you. It's legal, it's permanent, and the moment that timeshare is gone, you can start planning the getaway you really want. 2018's maintenance fee bill will arrive any day now. Get out now before you pay that fee. Visit ResortRelease.com or call them at 888-308-5955 to see if you qualify. That's 888-308-5955. Call now.
Are you behind on your federal student loan payments? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right, if you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, federal programs are still available to have your entire student loan forgiven. Student Loan Options wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. Call now, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311.
In the developing world, more than 400 children are born every day with a cleft lip and or palate. In America, these babies have surgery, but in many developing countries, children with untreated clefts live in isolation. They struggle to eat, speak, and even breathe. Many are teased. Some are even abandoned. Help give a smile to these children. Smile Train empowers local doctors to do a simple corrective surgery for as little as $250. And it's 100% free for the child's family. Learn more at smiletrain.org.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can by Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code DOZE, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's BollAndBranch.com, promo code DOZE.
Every night, Bill Ryder keeps you company.
So I fall asleep, just fall asleep in the middle of the flight, I'm a little tired. You know when you wake up from a nap and it's like you're nice and you've been sweating a little bit, and I realize my shirt and the blanket that's on me is completely covered in water. And I called my wife to tell her what happened, and her theory is that Matthew Broderick, not appreciating the head nod, secretly poured wine on me while I was sleeping.
It's Ryder Than You on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Ryder Than You. Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for being here. We got a best of show for the best radio fans in the country. And right now, we're going to get back to Dwight Freeney and the conversation I had with him. He's probably going to the Hall of Fame, but he had to sit and wait for a team to call him this year. We talked about how close he was to retiring. It was really interesting. It was a great conversation. Here's my visit with Dwight Freeney from the day after he signed. I think you'll enjoy it. Dwight, good evening. Thanks for making some time.
Hey, no problem. How you doing?
I'm doing great. So we've spent the entire portion of the show so far, Dwight, and I'm sure we will for the next hour or so, on Bob McNair's comments about inmates running the prison. DeAndre Hopkins took the day off. Several Texans walked out. The entire team contemplated it. I'm wondering for you what your perspective would be, what your reaction would be if you were on a team, if you're on a Texans team where the owner compared the players to inmates running a prison.
Yeah. Well, this is honestly the first I'm hearing of it, because I didn't know anything about it until you just mentioned it. That's not a good thing, obviously. Us players, we go out there and we play, and, you know, obviously, you know, we're playing for our families and we're playing for the city, you know, but, you know, we're men and we're good people. and that's what we should be looked as good citizens and good folks and good people, just because we may have maybe different of opinion on certain things. To be associated to prison inmates, you know, running the organization or the team or the building is absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
Dwight Freeney here on CBS Sports Radio, newest member of the Seattle Seahawks as of just a few days ago. And Dwight, you've been in the league since being drafted in the first round back in 2000. Man, was it 2002, right? Yeah, 2002. Yeah. When you talk about, you know, being men and representing your city and representing your team and playing this game, and obviously you're back in this game, you're with the Seahawks now, how do you figure out, how do you work through when you want to keep going like you just have in this game and when it's time to hang it up?
Well, I mean, I think it's a difference in each guy. You know, each guy is playing for different reasons, different things. You know, some you know, their bodies breaking down, broke down a little earlier than they would have wanted to. Many different reasons why people continue to play. I still love the game. I still enjoy the game. You know, I've been blessed to still have good health right now where I can still go out there and perform at a high level. Doing those things and doing the right things makes it easier for me to play, you know, this game still at age 37 because I'm still having fun. You know, I had a conversation with Howie Long at some point at one of these Pro Bowls, or I saw him on a plane, and he said to me, he said, look, man, if you feel good, just keep playing as long as you can, because when it's over, it's all over and you never can go back. And if you still love it, continue to do it. And I kind of took his advice, you know, to heart, because it's true. When it's over, it's over, you know, and I'm having fun still.
Talking to Super Bowl champion, seven-time Pro Bowler, and now defensive end for the Seattle Seahawks, Dwight Freeney, here on CBS Sports Radio with me, Bill Ryder. So, Dwight, what's it like? Like, walk us through what it's like being on the side, not even the sidelines, being at home, being on the couch, being on the treadmill, whatever it is, watching several weeks of an NFL season go on without you as part of a team until just a few days ago.
Well, it's kind of frustrating from a standpoint of, you know, you've been working hard all offseason, steady working out, straining hard, doing the things that you need to do to prepare yourself to play. You know, you've had relationships with a lot of coaches. For me, I had a lot of coaches and teams over the years, and they're telling me, hey, this is the week we're going to call you, you know? So you're always at the end of the week, or really Monday or Tuesday for me. It's like that's game day for me when you're a free agent or you're not being signed. You know, that's the day you're waiting for the phone call. And that can cause a lot of anxiety, because if you don't get the phone call, they give you their reasons. Well, injuries happen at another position, we're adding depth and all of that. So that's a really strenuous process, and you don't want to go through that, because every week you got to get your hopes up and then you kind of let down. I was, once again, you know, it happened a couple years ago, but this year, you know, I was a couple weeks away from just saying, you know what, this is it. You know, if I don't get a phone call here, I can't go work out in this gym again and work and do the same workout and not be on a team. You know, how long do I wait? You know, what should I do next? And I got the call, you know, from Seattle. You know, obviously Cliff unfortunately went down with the injury, and they had a spot open up for me. You know, they have a great defensive-minded type of organization here. So, you know, this was a really blessing for me to be able to come in here and help these guys out.
So you put your career, I mean, the remainder of your career on a clock as you waited for that call.
Oh, 100%. I mean, people don't realize. I mean, it was pretty much, hey, Dwight Freeney's retiring, or it's, you know, going back at it, man. And it's something that's a tough thing to do when you've been playing 15 years in the league and you know you've already accomplished everything that you kind of wanted to accomplish, and now you're just playing for the love of the game, and the love is still there. So it's kind of like, all right, how long are you going to wait here? You know, you want to get on with the rest of your life here, you know, but then you say, well, I do love it, you know. So it was a tough one, and it was a close one, but thank
God. How close was it? How close was it?
It was pretty close, man. It was really pretty close. I say, honestly, I had a couple more weeks of waiting, and I don't know why I said a couple more weeks. It literally is every day, like, I'm done with this. So, but I give myself, knowing me, you know, I've been saying that for years, you know, I'm done with this, and then all of a sudden I just keep coming back. You know, just keep coming back. So, honestly, though, this time I really believed, like, you know, if I don't get a phone call here from Atlanta or Seattle or one of these organizations that I know that have a great system and what have you, I'm done.
Yeah, the being in the gym thing that you said made me laugh, because I used to do radio with Kirk Morrison, a friend of mine, and I can remember when he was still working out, you know, waiting to see if maybe he'd go back, and he would come in every day to the show and just be like, I cannot keep doing this. It must be different when you don't have a team to sort of like make all that work worthwhile for.
Oh, man, you have no idea. It's so bad. You go into the gym, you see the same guys, the same people. And the thing is, you're not in a team facility, okay? So you're going in, you're going to maybe a public gym. They're seeing you, they're seeing them. Now they become your teammates. So it's kind of like, okay, great. You know, go ahead, Grandma. You know, and it's just, it just becomes a whole nother thing.
Talking to Dwight Freeney here on CBS Sports Radio. You're a Super Bowl champion, which is the ultimate accomplishment. You've also been on the other end, getting to that game and being close and coming up short, including obviously last year with the Falcons. I'm curious, having won a Super Bowl, having lost a couple Super Bowls, do you think a Super Bowl hangover in terms of heartbreak is a real thing, and in terms of accomplishment is a real thing? Do you think it would explain at all the Patriots start or the Falcons so far this year?
Well, it's a real thing in a perspective of it. Unfortunately, for whatever reason, a lot of times it happens, you know, it slow starts or, you know, and it's not like, you know, it's just a little thing here and a little thing there. You know, it's the ball just kind of not bouncing the way that you want it to bounce, you know? And I think that's more or less kind of what it is. I mean, because if you look at it, I mean, let's say Atlanta this year, you know, there's a lot of those games. They could have easily been, you know, a couple of those games that they lost. I don't know what their record now is, but 5-1, you know, or 6-1, and they are 3-3 or whatever they are now, or, you know what I'm saying, too? So it's kind of like the ball bounces the right way, and then all of a sudden you get those wins. Why do they happen after Super Bowl losses? Why does the ball always seem to bounce the wrong way after Super Bowl loss? I have no idea, you know, but they're not as efficient on offense, Atlanta, this year. It could be the offensive coordinator change, you know, but that's just kind of the football, and that's just what it is. It's not always going to be just – you know, blue skies and flying high. You know, sometimes it's going to be tough sledding. And, you know, we'll see what they end up doing towards the end of the year and turning this thing around like a lot of great teams do.
Dwight Freeney, what do you feel, what did you personally feel more deeply? Was it the elation of winning that Super Bowl, or was it the heartache of losing one that was within grasp?
Oh, man. That's a tough one. I would say the feeling, I would say this, the feeling of winning, I think, is a lot greater feeling, emotion, than the loss. Now, I say that because in the beginning, it's kind of almost the loss hurts more than the feeling feels good in a way. But for me, is that win I will never forget that. And I'm talking about watching other sports, seeing how elated another team is, basketball, baseball, when they win the championship. It doesn't even have to be football. But it makes me remember the feeling of how I felt when I finally did it. And that stays with you forever through all the sports that you watch. And that when they pop that champagne or whatever it is, I did that. And that will be never taken from you. The loss absolutely hurts, but it's only, you know, hurts for maybe 3 months. You never forget it, and when you try to think back, you say, oh man, we had that one. But it the feeling becomes numb over time, you know, if you do it the right way, at least.
Dwight, that is a great, the hell of an answer, and I really enjoyed the conversation. Congratulations on the new gig, on the gig with the Seahawks. We'll be watching you, we'll be cheering for you, and anytime you can come back on, we would love to have you on the show.
No problem, man. Thanks for having me. You guys take care, all right?
On this show at this time slot, we pick someone who deserves our ridicule. Very excited about this week's winner of this prestigious award for bummery.
Hallelujah, I'm a bum.
All he's doing is a whole lot of damn nothing.
I'm a bum.
You rotten bum!
I'm a bum.
They're a bunch of bums.
I'm a bum. I'm a bum. I'm a bum.
Who's the bum this week? Let's find out on Writer Than You on CBS Sports Radio.
This person, like Icarus, got too close to the sun. Thought they could fly and couldn't. This person thought they knew with certainty what was going to happen in a football game, and they did not. This person is me. I am the bum of the week. I have assigned it to myself, and I deserve it. Here's the backstory if you missed it. A week ago, I think in this very segment, but, you know, somewhere in the Friday show, with great certainty, I announced on a show called Writer Than Everybody Else. It's called Writer Than You. But, you know, we get the implication that the Vikings were frauds, they were phonies, they weren't worthy of their record, then 6-2, and they were going to go on the road to Washington, get their ass kicked, and reveal my my excellence, my prediction. And I even said, if I get it wrong, which I won't, I will do a haiku celebrating the Vikings and putting myself down. And I tried to skate by it. Part of the reason I'm bum of the week. Tried to be like, oh, no one will remember. Happy Monday. And Stewart, who's Stewart, was like, I think there's a haiku thing. So I tried to be like, yeah, you know, Vikings are good. Roses are blue. I'm Bill Ryder. Let's move on. They're like, no, bro. 5-7-5. And so I wrote three haikus praising the Vikings and putting myself down. A symbol of dishonor that I am bum of the week, which now, in my better judgment, we will replay for you. Doubting the Vikings, I am humbled by the fact Keenum sure can ball. Exposed in the harsh light of the Vikings' greatness, I find myself lost. Why, oh why, Vikings, in your vast wins and greatness, you have humbled me. Yeah, I'm not a poet. But I am the bum of the week, and I deserve it. It's me, Bill Ryder, this guy, host of the show. I'm bum of the week.
See something? Smell something? Do something. When your basement or crawl space smells, don't ignore it. Odors, mold, and harmful pollutants come from too much moisture and not enough air circulation, making your home unhealthy. Do something. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-723-0830 or go to goodairusa.com. Experts recommend ventilation instead of dehumidifiers to reduce moisture and expel harmful gases and pollutants. Wave moisture control units continuously dry out your home, transforming it into a fresher, healthier environment year-round. Wave units cost only pennies a day to operate, and there are no buckets to empty. Call Wave today at 1-888-723-0830 or go to goodairusa.com. That's goodairusa.com or call 1-888-723-0830.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Maybe the salesperson was telling the truth. Maybe lots of people do love their timeshares and don't mind the higher fees, lack of availability, and added pressure to always buy more timeshare while on vacation. But if your timeshare doesn't fit your life, do what thousands have already done. Call ResortRelease.com to cancel your timeshare today. Resort Release will help you get rid of that timeshare once and for all. They're the nation's most trusted timeshare exit company. A-plus rated and accredited with a Better Business Bureau. ResortRelease.com guarantees to get that timeshare off your hands and out of your life, or you don't pay. That's right, they'll do a free case review for you. It's legal, it's permanent, and the moment that timeshare is gone, you can start planning the getaway you really want. 2018's maintenance fee bill will arrive any day now. Get out now before you pay that fee. Visit ResortRelease.com or call them at 888-308-5955 to see if you qualify. That's 888-308-5955. Call now.
In the developing world, more than 400 children are born every day with a cleft lip and/or palate. In America, these babies have surgery, but in many developing countries, children with untreated clefts live in isolation. They struggle to eat, speak, and even breathe. Many are teased. Some are even abandoned. Help give a smile to these children. Smile Train empowers local doctors to do a simple corrective surgery for as little as $250. And it's 100% free for the child's family. Learn more at smiletrain.org.
Hi, I'm Steven Singer, the I Hate Steven Singer guy. You know what I hate? Phony sales, cashback, coupons, rebates, bonus points, frequent flyer miles, membership rewards. Why is it so hard, so complicated to save money? If they really wanted to save me money, then just charge me less. Why do they make me jump through hoops? How about just treating me like a real person? At Steven Singer Jewelers, we don't play these pricing games. We have one store, one place, one price. Whether you shop with us online, by phone, catalog, or in our showroom, you'll know you're getting the best price every time. We never have a sale, never have a rebate, never have any special offers. Just one place, one price. You don't have to scour the internet to look for deals. You don't have to wait for some momentous occasion like Columbus Day to take advantage of some phony sale. At Steven Singer Jewelers, you always get the best price. You're going to have fun buying a diamond for someone you love. Buy real jewelry from a real jeweler. Steven Singer Jewelers. Visit me at the other corner of 8th and Walnut. By phone, 888-I-HATE-STEVEN-SINGER. Or online at IHateStevenSinger.com. One place, one price.
See something? Smell something? Do something. When your basement or crawl space smells, don't ignore it. Odors, mold, and harmful pollutants come from too much moisture and not enough air circulation, making your home unhealthy. Do something. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-964-9283 or go to dryhousenow.com. Experts recommend ventilation instead of dehumidifiers to reduce moisture and expel harmful gases and pollutants. Wave moisture control units continuously dry out your home, transforming it into a fresher, healthier environment year-round. Wave units cost only pennies a day to operate, and there are no buckets to empty. Call Wave today at 1-888-964-9283 or go to dryhousenow.com. That's dryhousenow.com or call 1-888-964-9283.